any surprises at home, TJ?
No,
your wife's expecting.
Not yet. She had an appointment this morning. Things are looking good. We're hoping for Sunday, so we'll see.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
You got a name picked
out yet? It's probably going to be Tyson. That's my first name. So.
Jay's a good name for a second name.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, when you were with Mark before and even now, how much has analytics played into his coaching and what have you seen carry over?
Coach talks about the numbers a lot, and it teaches us a lot about, you know, what the game's trying to tell us. He says that a lot. So at UVU we used it a lot in every way, in every sense of it too. And here it's the same. We reference it a lot. We use it, and there's so many different ways that it can help you. But yeah, I'd say it's the same, if not a little more here, maybe.
Ryan, as you've reintegrated back into the West Coast Conference, what are your thoughts about the strength of the WCC with not only the Zags at the top, but even the teams?
Yeah, it's a good league, and every night it's a battle. It's competitive, and there's no night where you get to just, you know, you don't get to take any nights off. So I think that's good, because what we're trying to do is build those habits and be able to bring it every night. So this league is, you know, it's a great league.
TJ, can you think of an example of where the coaches have come to you with an analytic that can help your game?
It's everything. It's how to improve your points per possession. I feel like that's one of the biggest things, and where you can be effective in increasing that from the free throw line, where you shoot well from the three, you know, all types of things that, you know, as we get later on in the season, you're just trying to, you know, find those spots that you are effective and efficient and improve on those. And we're just trying to be as efficient as we can.
Teach, when we talk to players about a lot of crowd is, a lot of times the players say, well, I'm so focused on the game, I don't really hear it during the course of play. But what kind of an impact can a full Marriott Center have on a game? Maybe from experience of you watching your brother play or coming when you're younger or something.
Yeah, you know, I think when this place is full and when this place is loud and rowdy, it changes everything. I feel like it helps our team. It gives us energy. I think you really feed off of that, and I think you can make big runs, and it's so fun to, you know, hit a shot or get a big stop and, you know, hear that crowd get loud. It's as loud as, you know, I've ever experienced when this place is bumping. So this place is amazing to play at. So
Jake, see you nodding your head over there with that. What your experience with in any gym, just when the crowd gets into it, you start feeling maybe a little momentum building with them?
Yeah, I mean, we've played in some good environments this year. I think playing at home when it's loud is, you know, is a huge advantage for us. I've actually been here as an opposing team, and I remember how that felt playing here as a, you know, visiting this place, and it's not easy to, you know, withstand the noise and the adrenaline and kind of the bump that it gives us now, I guess. But I think that when we're playing at home and the crowd is giving us energy, and it's just a lot of fun. That's when I feel the best out there.
What's the biggest difference, Jake, between playing kind of with that energy and against that energy?
Yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons to both. I think, like, being on the road and it being really loud and hitting a big shot and silencing the crowd is almost as cool as, you know, getting 20,000 people on their feet screaming. But I'd say the biggest difference is just I think it kind of carries you here, and, you know, when things are stale or hard and frustrating, like, they can kind of just pull you out of it a little bit, I feel.
Ryan,
What was Coach Pope's message after the loss to San Francisco coming into this week?
I thought in the second half, our defense, we weren't locked in as a team defensively, and that was basically his message. And that's been a huge emphasis this week in practice is, you know, getting after it defensively, you know, being alert, being active at all times, whether you're on the ball or off the ball, and, you know, helping. We got to guard, you know, one guy is going against five guys at all times, and we all got to be engaged and locked in and focused. And so I thought we've had a great 3 days of practice defensively, and I feel like we've made great strides moving forward. And so I think, you know, sometimes a loss can be a great learning experience, and hopefully that's the case for us.
Jake, what is your biggest concern about Pepperdine? What are you focused on?
Well, they like to run. They push the ball in transition. It seems like almost every game is transition defense. And then the way they attack the glass offensively, they send a lot of guys to the glass. And then they got guys that can make shots. You know, we got to be there, be able to defend the three-point line, stay in front of our guy, and force them to do things that, you know, we want them to do. I think we've had a great week of preparation, and, you know, we've put the work in, and so it's just time to go out there and do it, and I'm really excited to see how this team responds.
Now that you guys are nearing the midway point in WCC play, is there more pressure just to sort of start breaking away from the pack and just trying to make sure you lock in one of those top three spots?
I wouldn't say there's any pressure. I think there's urgency, but maybe not pressure. I think this is a great opportunity for us. We, if you told us before the season that we'd be right here where we are, I think every single one of us in the locker room would have taken this spot right here. So we're really excited about what's in front of us, but we try to just take it one game at a time. And if we can get better every day and, you know, focus on the game that's in front of us, then over time we build up, or we achieve, get everything we want that, you know, we set out to do before the season.
Thank you.